Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, PA Rock Cod, Rick Maxa, and Sandin.
And back to our Let's Talk Hookup here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ES Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod, Rick Maxa, and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to where Art ties up, the Searcher, Fisherman's Landing, that is, in beautiful Point Loma. And Art Taylor of the Searcher is here in the studio. Such an honor to have one of the, shall we call it, legends at our age, Art?
Legend?
I don't know. You got legendary status, man. You've been doing this for 50 years. Come on.
Well, thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call myself a legend.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, but we get
we
to.
Do.
Yeah,
yeah,
we do.
Yeah, for
to.
Sure. But having a great time talking some serious fishing here.
No doubt. You always talk about, we're looking over a very busy landing this morning. This was the most not busy morning ever because everybody's out fishing. You know, but we walked in to do the show this morning, and it felt like we were looking at it, the dock in the middle of August. I mean, there was not a single boat tied up to Fisherman's Landing. Everybody's out right now. So
yeah.
Exciting times and great biting fish. And we're having lots of fun. And we want to have lots of fun with you this morning. If you want to join us on the show, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Or send us a text. Texting only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Free download. Easy way. Super fun. And a very easy way to shoot your questions over to Captain Art. Also giving away a rad prize at the end of today's show, a brand new pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. How it works is you're going to get a $300 gift certificate. And basically, it's good for anything on the Costa website, whether you chose choose the highest-end pair of Costa Mirrored 580s, or you choose a lesser-expensive pair and you spend the extra money on some of their killer gear, shirts and coolers and all kinds of great stuff from Costa. So a rad prize for one of our lucky callers or texters at the end of the show today.
Again, and the guys from Costa will be at Tackle Day, so you can try some on. I'll bet there's going to be special deals on Costa.
There absolutely will be special deals on Costa. Basically, you get to try on any of the pairs. We carry a huge amount. And then you're also going to, because Costa has to be the same price all the time everywhere, we're going to give you some of our money back. You're going to get a gift card with purchase that's good for anything you want in the tackle store.
Wow.
So.
And we'll hear exactly what that is tomorrow.
You got that right, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, with that said, it's time
And Bill Popart's going to be here, too, the main man.
Yeah, the legend.
The legend himself will be here, so that'd be cool.
It's a lot of fun. That's always a fun day, and, it's the best opportunity to try on glasses with people that really know a lot about it. They know sizes, they know fit, and then more importantly, they know what the good lens colors do for you on the water, what a gray does, what an amber does, that kind of stuff. It could be a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for the Catch Report, and our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wist with our Pacific Edge has got our fishdope.com report. Want to remind you about the most important part of fishing right now, and that's finding the low gas prices, not only for your car or your truck, but most importantly for your trailer boat. The best prices for sure, Summit Gasoline in San Diego at the Sports Arena. You can get California fishing licenses at 24 hours a day. You can buy beer, soda, snacks, and get that 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. Summit Gasoline, you can go by, say hi to Martha and the friendly staff. They're so much more than just the lowest prices on gas and free ice. They're an easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat trailer. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Let's talk to Captain Mark Wish from Civic Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky and Pete and Art. And I got to tell you guys, I'm still laughing because when I'm on hold, I hear what's going on the show as well as what you guys are talking about in the studio. And you probably didn't want to have
like
a hot
that one.
No, we knew that.
Segment.
But You're part of the team, so you can hear that kind of stuff.
Oh, that was classic, man. I hope somebody sends a text and asks Art what's his favorite deck chair. Oh, my God, that was funny. But anyway, yeah, that was fun listening to you guys here. But anyway, guys, it's late October. Our days are getting shorter. Water temps are dropping a little bit. You know, we definitely had some wind last weekend, which moved the water around and cooled it down a little bit. And we got a bunch on the horizon coming. We got the first real deal coming midweek, it looks like. But, you know, for right now, it's good weather and biting fish. It's time to go here for these next couple of days. Starting local with the offshore setup kind of starting to wind down. You know, the inshore areas are getting a lot more interest. And not much in the way exotics for sure. I haven't really heard much about yellows or sea bass at all. But, man, it's been good local bass fishing. They're biting the inshore wrecks and rocks here off Huntington Beach and Newport Beach and all up and down the coast there. It's been really good bass fishing on the plastics. And if you happen to get a little bit of anchovy, man, it's really game on for sure. And then, you know, we're waiting for some signal on that local sea bass. The last couple of years haven't been that good, but if we get a little sign on local squid, sometimes that sea bass fishing here is really, really fun and some really, really big ones along the coast. So we'll see. Nothing just yet. From Nick and Santa Barbara Island here this past week, not much other than wind, really no reports. Catalina, kind of the same thing, you know, very few actual reports. It's because it's getting to be that time of year. But I'll share a little insight from many, many years of fishing over there at this time of year. I mean, it can be really good. It's not the same as summertime fishing. It's more like wintertime fishing. We're fishing those sharp edges outside the kelp lines at Salta Verde up to China Point there. Watch out for the closure line. And then you go past the closure up that hard bottom outside Ben Weston and then that deep structure outside West Cove. And it's all possibilities for the big yellows, big local yellows, and sea bass, especially when we start getting a little more squid around. There's a few dabs here and there. So that's all stuff to keep an eye on. And the beautiful thing is this time of year, man, there's just no boats over there. You got the whole place to yourself. Acclimatey, really quiet from the island proper. Very few reports, actually. But just outside there is where it gets interesting. That bluefin that was stacked up on the Tanner pretty good kind of got pushed off, you know, with the wind blowing and some dirty water pushing in there. If areas moving off, there is some squid on the bank though, so if the water straightens out, it might, you know, get right back on up there. But that area is pushing inside. It kind of went across the tip of the condom up towards that 381 and even pushing in more toward the 81, 86 and the nipple like that. So it'll be interesting to see where that area settles in, but it's a pretty good area of fish of that good grade bluefin and some really nice yellowfins on the outside. And in that warm water that's just inside Cometti, the dolphins there have got some of that really good grade yellowfin on it also. So you got to kind of get your wicks in here pretty soon because it's looking like the beginning of the end is starting here with this first real weather system we got coming this week. But for right now, time to go fishing this weekend. It looks beautiful, guys.
I like to hear it, yeah. Man. Great fishing to be had up and down the coast, and still plenty of big ones and plenty of variety. Mark, appreciate a great report as always. And somebody wants to keep in touch with Pacific Edge, find out the best of what's going on, and get the best bait tanks in the business. How do we find you?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the Chevron station. And phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And you know, I love hearing you talk about that 7400H Calstar rod. I have a 7400M that I just love for the same reasons you were talking about that H. And, man, that's a cool series of rods that isn't well known, but like you said, hard to get right now.
Yeah, that's it.
And I might mention, too, fishdope.com. I mean, Mark, you made reference to it. This is the time of the year you got to follow fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. $20 off. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. Right, Mark? Fishdope.com is the source.
Yeah, I just had a customer in the other day asking, well, where do you know all this stuff from? I go, well, first of all, we've been doing it for a while, kind of like Art, you know, like 50 years worth or more.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're connected with all the right people, and guys have fished out, do a fantastic job for sure.
31 years, well, right here, right?
God, oh, it's almost 31 and a half. And that, how can that be, Pete?
It just happens, right?
It happens.
Yeah, life happens. It does.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
Live from Tackle Day.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. Now let's head on down to the coast over to C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
No, we're having a great July of fishing right now. It's been pretty good overall.
Excellent July in October.
Right. You haven't done the half day. I mean, the new C4 had 90 bonito yesterday afternoon.
Ooh,
for 23 guys. 90 bonito, 30 calico bass, a good diversity of bottom fish there. They had one bonito in the morning, some calico bass in the morning, too. So overall, I mean, it was the same the day before. Thursday, I believe they had 40 bonito. It's overall very good fishing, minus a few days in the middle of the week there, where it's definitely getting to that point of the year where fishing's still good. We're starting to lose fishermen. You know, I know a lot of people probably hit their fishing budget for the season here, but we are definitely still going out on those half days there. Very good fishing overall there. San Diego, a little tougher fishing. They're still going offshore for the next couple days here. Saw a little bit of bluefin, some dorado, some bonito in the mix, but starting the first coming up here, they're going to be back to fishing the island, so be prepared for that. And if you're planning on going then, make sure you have your passport because it's getting to that time of year for them. On those overnight trips, still great. I mean, those day and a half, one day's longer trips there, bluefin, yellowfin, dorado, yellowtail. The Polaris Supreme called in this morning, and on day three, I believe, they're got 50 fish between 100 and 150 pounds on the bluefin there, and I think they're at 104, maybe a bit more for the trip there. So,
jeez.
I mean,
wow.
Great. Still plenty of good fishing. Like I said, the full day a little tougher this week, a little rougher. I mean, they almost made it to November before they started, you know, declining a bit there. So that's a pretty good season we had there, especially considering they started catching those fish in, what, May? So overall, great fishing there. Check the website. We've got lots of trips scheduled up there. So we have those half days, the full days. We'll be going to the islands again. Be aware of that because the passport is required for those trips. Still got some one days, day and a half scheduled in there. Lots of great fishing. Seaforthlanding.com. You can make your reservations online. You can always give us a call at the office. We'll be more than happy to help you guys out and get you on a trip there. Come down, visit us in person, get that gear tuned up, you know, for some good winter fishing here. It's great weather. Going to have a little bit of weather in the middle of the week there, which might cause some problems. But beyond that, we've talked about November, usually some great weather there. So definitely love to take you guys out fishing still.
Marcos, a great report. Lots of great fishing still to be had. Lots of trips going on at Seaforth. Appreciate the phone call. If somebody wants to book a trip with you, get in on this great fishing that's happening right now. How do we do it?
Got a couple options. Seaforthlanding.com. You can see our full schedule. You can make a reservation straight online there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. I'm more than happy to get you out on a trip and get you some October and November fish.
Don't forget that bluefin.
Yeah, free parking and bluefin for Thanksgiving. That's going to be our goal this year.
You got it, Marcos. Great report, as always, and we will look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, that catch report sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, now you can purchase fresh fish. You can buy their smoked and jerky fish, all their spices, rubs, the smoked cheese, those tuna burgers, that amazing poke kit. It's all available at their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Make sure you make those reservations. Just like Art was saying, it is a must-do when you book your trip. Give them a call. The best thing to do is just text them. Send a text to 619-255-3128. It can be as simple as, hey, I'm going fishing on the searcher on this trip on this date. Melanie, Sean, somebody's going to get right back to you, send you a text by the end of the day, by the beginning of the next day, and just say, hey, we got you down. No problem, man. Look forward to seeing you come in. It's very, very easy, simple, but yep. You've got to make that reservation.
Yeah, they're so good over there, for sure. Hey, speaking of like 7400 M and H, is CalStar going to be at Tackle Day?
I don't know if CalStar is going to be there. We sure hope so.
Yeah.
It's just a personnel issue. Not a lack of want, not a lack of rods.
Yeah.
But,
well, John's usually there.
He's never not been there.
Yeah.
Hoping so, but I don't know. Doug will know the status for sure, but that's been the only question mark. It was just a matter of staffing on their end.
We really hope so.
Even so much, we told them, like, hey, man, we just want you there. You're part of our family. Even if you don't bring your whole display down, we'll set up a table and bring all of our CalStar rods out for you. It's It's just a matter of staff.
Yeah, staffing and product.
Yeah, I mean, but they're part of our family. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we, even if they don't have problems, we don't care. Come down. You're part of us. So
yeah.
I hope so, but I don't know for sure. Don't have an answer.
Gotcha. All right. Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Art, so let's do it.
That sounds good to me, man. This time we're going to talk to Ed. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a question for Art. I don't really have any heavier than 60-pound outfits in that. And I just wondered, do you have loaner gear, and would I be responsible to bring, Top Shot material and stuff like that?
We have loaner gear that's available. It's a limited supply. Obviously, we don't have one for everybody. So we do have heavy outfits that are loaner gear, and it comes rigged up. You're just going to be responsible for having the terminal tackle, so you need a knife jig or a flat fall lure or whatever you're going to use to try for bluefin with that heavy outfit with the proper leader material. And so we do have loaner gear, so when you make a reservation, you can let them know that you need a heavy outfit, and we can do that. And if we're for some reason we've given them all out, then you certainly can rent them through Fisherman's Landing there. They have heavy outfits with Talicas on them that are very, very, good outfits. So you
so
can
just
go
let,
that way.
Let the searcher office know, hey, I'd like to use your tackle.
I need a heavy outfit. Can I use one of your loaner gear?
And okay.
So they'll make a note of that, and Celia sends a text to one of the crew, and hey, we got five heavy outfits that you need to prepare for loaner gear.
That's nice.
I saw Carl and those guys working on gear. I think he said that they added over 100 high-end two-speed rod and reels to their rental pool for this year. And those are all obviously so good, and I think they're planning on doing an additional 100 in the off-season.
Wow.
Like, that's how popular
the
of an option that has become, and like there are three people that are employed at the landing that do nothing but service, maintain, and make sure that that's, like, it's high-end gear. Like Art said, it's Talicas, it's Graphiters, it's Super Seeker, the highest-end
good
stuff.
Pen Fathom, two-speeds, the rental gear at Fisherman's Landing has really stepped up their game. It's
and the
great.
Line's right.
Yep.
The reel has been serviced.
It's changed on every trip. I mean, they put a new top shot on for every single trip.
Wow.
You just can't not. It's not like the Albacore days, And back then, you could use a Pen 500 and 25 pound, and a line could go on a trip for a week and be fine. But this is big fish. You just, everything has to be right. The reel has to be right. The rod has to be right. Top shots, connections, everything's. It doesn't leave you any room for error.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Good question there. Tackle Tip Thursday, such a great thing that you have at SearcherSportFishing.com. Tell us.
Yeah, and thanks to both Pete and Rick for participating and helping us with that. Over 200 volumes of Tackle Tip Thursday.
Wow.
And you can access that through
all of them.
All of them through our YouTube channel. So, there's just a wealth of knowledge of connections and tackle and that sort of thing that, you can scroll through the volumes there and just pick one. And there's a video there that shows you how to tie a knot, shows you what kind of wire to use for Wahoo, how to make a connect. It's just there's over 200 volumes. It's been a huge success. Yeah.
My favorite contributor of content to that is Steve Carson. He does such a good job. He's so thorough, so complete. He did a really, really good job.
Yeah,
it's been a great success. And, I get guys on the dock that aren't going fishing on the searcher. Hey, saw you on YouTube. Good job. So, it's great.
So, Tackle Tip Thursday, and where is it on the website?
SearcherSportFishing.com, and then it references the YouTube channel.
Okay.
SearcherSportFishing.
Or you can just go right to YouTube and search Searcher Sport Fishing, and they'll all be there.
Yep, absolutely.
Wow. Fantastic.
That's pretty cool.
All right. Great. Hey, Rick, you've got a great text, huh?
I do. I have one fired up. This one, hi, Art. Keeping it simple, what are your three favorite rigs to bring for bluefin on a three-day trip? And that's from Ron in San Diego.
Well, first and foremost, make sure you got two-speed reels. And so you want to...
Across the board at this point, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
For bluefin.
So you want a heavy outfit with 80 to 100 pound. and mark your spectra at 100 feet increments, or, you know, if you have a 100-foot top shot, so there's your first measurement is your connection, and then mark your spectra, or buy, you know, Iserline has that colored spectra now that works really well. And you want a, you know, like a 50 or 60 pound outfit with a 2-speed reel that you can use for a sinker rig during the day. You can, you know, you have, a 60 or 80 pound fluorocarbon leader that you can put your sinker above and nose hook a live bait. And you can also use that outfit for fly lining during the day at, if you get on a school that sticks with the boat and it's up boiling around, that sort of thing, then that 50 or 60 pound outfit can be used for fly line and a bait. And then a 40 pound outfit, you know, there are times when, you know, it's 30 to 50 pound fish and fly lining on the surface. So, you know, you want, make sure you match the fluorocarbon size to the top shot that you have. And so those three outfits would be key.
All right. Well said, man. That's very great. Good info.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the text. And thanks a lot to all our texters and our callers. You know, that's what really is Let's Talk Hookups all about. Yeah. We sure appreciate it. And thanks to Adam for inventing the text, because that gives a lot of other people opportunities to get through when the phones are super busy. But the phones are important, so always good to have that. Phones have been packed up today, so let's jump back into
it. That sounds good to me. Next time, we're going to talk to John. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Good morning, John. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, sure. Good morning, guys. Excuse me. So the talk earlier about rod tackle storage on the boat, et cetera, it made me think that I've been on some boats where each passenger was assigned a limited amount of rods to use on the sides, and everything beyond that was stored up on top. Is that something you might consider doing if you're not already on the searcher, or how do you handle rod storage?
Well, it's kind of a first come, first serve basis there. You know, you can take your rods up the side and have them all in the same area. If there's, you know, some extra long rods that don't fit, then those go up on the upper deck at times. But, you know, there's a lot of rod holders on the searcher, so there's plenty of room for everybody. And yes, there are times when guys bring extra outfits that, you know, they take up a lot of space, and so we ask them to put them on the upper deck. So, yeah, we do that.
Yeah. All right. Oh, cool. Good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have an interesting question from Robert in Canyon Country. He says, great show. How much is the 14-passenger limited load trip? And I, the reason I want to read that is just because you can find out all this information at SearcherSportFishing.com. How much trips are, all the details and such like that. But They're not inexpensive for obvious reasons, right? Because it's half the normal load, correct?
Right, that's correct, yeah.
Yeah.
So a 7-day trip is $49.50 in October next year.
That's a
14-passenger 7-day trip is $49.50.
But see, that doesn't seem that bad to me, because you think about that. You get your own stateroom. You only have 14 people on a 95-foot vessel.
Mm-hmm. An 8-day is $5,700.
Okay, and so what would be a 7 or 8-day that has 20, what would be your load on a normal?
Well, we have an 8-day trip that's in the middle of August, or the beginning of August, I should say, and that trip is $3,575. Yeah, so it's considerably more. But
yeah, but not, it's not double.
You're paying for your own cabin and more rail space and a little bit lower key atmosphere. And, they're getting up there in price.
But what a cool experience, man. I mean, like, that's the entire boat, that should just be the port side. You know what I mean? It's the whole boat. I just think it's so cool. And the atmosphere when, you know, and everybody, the whole boat, you're not doing multiple servings of dinner. Like, everybody's there. Like, it just, I think it was such a smart idea, and clearly was, because, like you said, they're already almost sold out for next year already. Not that there's not a spot available here or there, but.
But if you want to go, get on.
Very popular for a reason.
For sure. But I'm surprised that the comparison there, that's not double. It's not that much more to go on that limited load in comparison to what it could be there. Ricky?
We're going to jump back in the phone. Phones are packed up. Robert from Canyon Country is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the show.
Great show, guys. At this time of year, with the weather going up and down, where do the captains get their weather information? I have a trip booked for next week, middle of the week in Ventura, and it looks like we're going to get blown out again.
That's a great question.
I use windy.com. There's buoyweather.com. There's passages weather. But I think that windy.com and buoyweather.com is probably the, you know, the two most used by us. Yeah.
Yeah. And do you use the free version?
Yeah.
Because it's there's really...
Well, not buoy weather. We don't
buoy
use
weather,
the free
there version. Is no free version. Yeah.
There's, you know, you get 2 days forecast, so you have to pay for buoy weather. But, you know, we use those and compare.
Yeah.
You know.
The nice thing about buoy weather is it gives you the swell model.
Yeah.
And windy does too, but not as clearly. But the windy is so great for the wind. And you can kind of see the big picture of the wind and where it's coming from.
Yes.
And, you know, and then kind of interpolate everything from
there. It's so easy to use, too. You know, I mean, it's just it's very obvious. Here's the map. Here's where you are. Here's where the wind is. I like it. That's the same one I like, too. And, man, it's... Weather is weather, and forecasts are forecasts. You know, nothing is ever exact, but man, it's pretty darn good.
It's really pretty close.
It's pretty impressive, especially when you get close to the day, you know, like the next day. You know, 10 days out, it gives you a pretty good idea, and the weather of the next day, man, it's pretty impressive. Like, even by the hour is pretty good. When it says, like, hey, it's going to be nice in the morning, and it's probably going to start blowing around noon, man, more often than not, you know, you feel the wind start to blow you around. You look at your watch, like, yeah, it's noon. There it is.
Yeah.
They're pretty good when it gets close.
I think that, you know, if you're looking past 5 days, then, you know, the accuracy goes down.
Sure,
and,
yes.
You know, it's
but within
weather.
5 days.
Hard to predict wind 5 days from now.
Yeah, pretty right on. And that's like when we go to the East Cape, the Palmas or Rancho Leonero. You can take a look at that, and it's pretty good down there, too.
Absolutely,
yeah. It's pretty amazing, no matter where you go. Hey, another great text here, and this is from Stephen O.B., and it's an interesting question because I often ask the same question. Art, can a private boater fish for that nighttime bluefin with standard electronics? In other words, just an up-and-down meter, no side-scan sonar.
You can. You got to drive right over the top of the school.
How hard is that?
Well, I mean, you're talking about a needle in a haystack. I mean, it's done all the time, I'm sure. But fishdope.com has got, you know, areas, and of course, you know, we see it all the time that the private boaters hang out where the guys with sonars are, and so you. You know, if you're in the same area that the sport fleet is in, and they're using sonars and stopping on schools, and, you know, just remember that, you know, we're trying to make a living out there, so, you know, be respectful and you know, give us some space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I mean, I did. Hey, having Wyatt at home this year, I did far less of it. But Neil had several really good hits on our boat in the dark this year. I mean, it's Art said it best. You drive around slow, and you have your meter on, and you have your radar on, and you keep your eyes around you. When you drive one over, everybody drops down, and I mean, it is. Is it more difficult not having a sonar? Sure, because you're not sweeping as big of the water, but, you know, there's some big schools out there, and when you run over one and put the jigs in them, they bite it. You know, those guys had some really good hits on our boat this year. I mean, it's more work, but you know what? You made the investment and the time and the fuel, and you drove out there. Absolutely, man. Go get them.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the new Ambush XLHD, 23-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Saturday, November 5th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. If you want to get through, it has been a very busy morning. 213-432-1090. We had one phone line open during the break. That's literally the first one since the show started this morning. 213-432-1090. It's open right now.
Here's a good one from Devo in San Clemente. He says, Art, would you be kind enough to talk some Bill Poole story, please? Can you tell us one good Bill Poole story? Because you worked with Bill for many years. Of course, he was the builder of the Searcher and Cape Polaris, as it was. Give us a Bill Poole story.
Well, there's so many.
I know. There's so many.
That's not easy.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing that Bill was famous for was, you know, sayings that he had when he was on the deck, you know, and one that stands out and always comes to mind would be, you know, you're catching 40 to 50 pound tuna or something like that, Olejos Rocks or a Clarion or whatever the case may be, and somebody casts 30 pound out there, you know, and they hook this big fish and you know that he's not going to land it and it's going to take a long time, and Poole would say, "You're fighting a grizzly bear with a willow switch." Think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he would come up with those sayings that, you know, that really hit home.
Oh,
is like,
so
wow,
many.
Yeah, you're fighting a grizzly bear with a willow switch.
With a willow switch, yeah. He was a classic.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was always, you know, there as a mentor and as, you know, somebody that, you know, if you had a question or you needed a few minutes of his time, he was always available. And, you know, he'd be sitting in the back office and you know, he's working on a schedule or on the phone or whatever the case may be. And he was just always available. Whatever question you had, there wasn't a dumb question. That was the great thing about Bill Poole, was that he would be brutally honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you going to do that for? That's not the right move to make.
Yeah.
And that was just so special about Bill, was that he made time for you, and he was brutally honest about an idea that you might have or whatever the case may be.
Such
that was
a,
just great about
amazing
him.
Amazing man. Yeah. Yeah, and you had the fortune to work with him for so many years, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Work with him, for him, everything.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
And did you actually work with him on the Searcher? When he
on the Royal Polaris.
On the Royal Polaris.
Yeah.
He on the Royal
Polaris. I started...
That's cool. I didn't realize that.
In the fall of 19... The boat was launched in May of 1975, and I started on there in the fall of 1975 and worked with Steve and Bill.
Steve and Bill.
Steve Loomis.
Two legends.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Wow.
Art.
Yeah.
That's
and you were taught me a lot.
You were a deckhand?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I mean, two of the guys that are probably the greatest that will live in this business,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah. I was truly blessed to have them teach me a lot of things that I still apply to this day. Yeah.
Well, I have a good Bill Poole-ism, and I've said it many times on the show here. When I first started Let's Talk Hookup 30 over 31 years ago, he was the first guest in our studio. We were operating out of Carlsbad at that time. And at the end of the show, and he says, "Kid, you got something here."
That's cool.
That basically launched my career in Let's Talk Hookup. When Bill Poole spoke,
yeah,
you listened, right?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That's why I pursued Let's Talk Hookup, because Bill said, "Kid, you got something here." Because I better do this.
And like Art saying, he wasn't a BSer. You know what I mean? Like he wasn't gonna send you down a path for no reason too. You know what I mean? I'm sure he would likely told you, "Oh, you probably shouldn't put your eggs into this basket." You know?
Yeah.
The guy was legit.
Yeah, he was.
He was always fun too. Like, I mean, just because anything that he had interest in, he always spent the time to do too. I mean, I worked in high school at the tackle store tying albacore feathers, and when he was on the beach, no matter what, every day he would come down and check on the landing and see how the guys were doing and check on reservations and see how the tackle store was doing. And I was from the earliest years a kid tying albacore feathers in the shop, but he would always come by, talk to everybody, tell stories with the guys. Like, he was never too big for any person on the team. And yeah, he's a legend for a reason.
Yeah, for sure. And another legend you mentioned, Steve Loomis, who we just lost recently.
Yeah.
Tell a Loomis story.
Well, you know, there'd be this passenger that would buy this lure, and you would look at it, and you go, And he would come up to the bridge and go, "Hey, Captain Steve, do you think this lure will work?" And Steve would look at it, and he'd say, "It already did."
That's my favorite. That's my boat's favorite.
You bought it. Yeah. It worked on you.
Exactly. That's my boat's favorite.
Yeah.
It already did.
It already did. And, you know, all these things with different colors and different skirts and, you know, overcast or sun or, you know, does it have eyeballs or does it not? And he'd say, "Well, you got to drive over them first."
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all those things that, you know, just common sense things that Steve had about him that was fantastic to, you know, learn from. Yeah.
Sure. What was it that made him such an incredibly intuitive captain, do you think? Is there any single thing or...
You know, it's really hard to put your finger on something like that. Just instinct about fish and you know, current and structure and where to be and you know, he another thing that you know you're not getting them and he would say, "Well, let's go out here.
Yeah.
We can't do any worse."
Yeah.
You know, let's try and find something. This isn't cutting it, you know.
Sure.
I mean, we're not getting them here. Yeah, they were here yesterday, but, you know, they got tails. They're going to swim. So, you know, why don't we, let's start 40 miles west of here tomorrow morning. And if the water's wrong or something like that, we can always work back in here. And we'd all go out there with them, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Be like, and, you know, more often than not, that's where they were. You
that's
know,
cool.
It's just one of those things of not being afraid to try something different. And you know, I think that you will find that people in this industry that have longevity like I do, it's just, you know, you never give up. You have that passion. You have that drive to catch 20 more or look in a different spot. You just, you know, you're driven. and you're driven for a reason, and that's the clients. You want the people to have a good time, sure. And you want to catch something, and you want them to catch something, so you have that drive and perseverance, and that's what he had, was drive and perseverance.
And now, is that the move out, is that how he got the name Westy?
Well, there's a couple different stories about that, but the one that I remember was, you know, Westy's was the hardware store across the street.
Right.
And he was walking back looking in his bag, and he stepped in a great big pile of Labrador Retriever dog crap on the way back from Westy's, and he would tell that story, and so that's how he got the name Westy.
I haven't heard that one.
That's so great.
That's a good one. All right. I can see that.
Which is like a perfect recipe of how, like, all the good nicknames stick to somebody. It's like, man, like, oh, you're never living that one down. Well, let me tell you what you're never going to live it down. Every day on the radio, somebody's going to remind you of that for the rest of your life.
You know, the more popular one is that, let's go to the West. We got to go to the West. You know?
That's fun.
Yeah. I like the dog crap one.
That's cool.
Let's jump back in the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Mike? He's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Hey, Mike, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I hope you don't mind if I give you a tackle tip Saturday. These are for all the lazy guys on some of these sport boats that go out and think that a trash can is a rod holder or a rod rack, and they just make it inconvenient for the other guys trying to cast. And, you know, there's nothing worse than casting your sardine or an iron, and it's twisted around a rod tip, you know, where these rods shouldn't be. So just make it easier for everybody else, and everybody's got to work conducively. So that's just my point. It would make it a lot easier for everybody else.
Really, 100%.
It's just consideration for everybody else on the boat.
Yeah, for sure.
And the crew.
Yeah, and the crew, yeah. And is it difficult for you as the captain to say, hey, guys, go rack your rods. Go put your rods back in the rod holder.
And if they blow you off and don't do anything, then I'll just go down there and grab the bundle of rods and put them in the rod rack myself, and hopefully that point gets across. Yeah.
All right. Gotcha.
I got the teeniest thing to add. And let me start by saying I wholeheartedly agree with you for sure. With that said, even if the rods are in the trash can and everything, we probably still shouldn't be getting our line wrapped around the tip when we're going to make a cast. It's right that that's not the right place to put them, but, like, casting fundamentals should kick in also, and, like, you should be watching that lure or that sardine behind you before you make that cast. That rod should never be an obstruction for you, but at the same time, if it is there, we should be keeping an eye on that thing before we make our cast and never get ourselves into that situation anyway.
Absolutely.
Not saying that the rods there are the right, but that's, even if they are there, we shouldn't be getting our line wrapped around that thing when we're going to make a cast.
Yeah,
and that's another Bill Poole thing. You know, look behind you when you're casting, guys. You're not going to miss the water.
Yeah.
He taught me that.
Yeah. You're not going to miss the water.
You're not going to miss the water. Just watch the bait or watch the lure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep your eye on the ball. Yeah.
Hey, had a great text come through. This one was from Kenny in El Cajon. It says, Art, a huge thank you to you, your crew. Over the past Memorial Day weekend on a 3-day trip, I turned 62 this year, and I caught my first bluefin, 160-pounder. The deckhands helped me with my setup, my connection knots, and save the fish from a sea lion at the last minute. You guys provide amazing food. The trip was amazing. I'm going again with you next Memorial Day weekend. Thank you so much to Art and the crew.
Wow, thank you, Kenny.
You know, and Kenny mentions the food on long-range trips, man. It's like, I stepped on the scale. It's like, oh, I won't tell Lolly what I'm doing now. Right? But the food, you guys provide such an amazing feast.
Yeah, it's all about fresh ingredients, right? That's the key.
And your chefs. I mean, you think about working conditions sometimes. Like, we had some pretty lousy weather on this trip on the Shogun, I can tell you that. And those chefs are in there working away, and that's the same thing on the searcher, right?
Yep.
I mean, hats off to the chefs. I think sometimes
absolutely, it's a difficult job.
That is a tough job to work in that condition, but they do it, right?
They do it,
and morning, noon, and night.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It must be tough to find a good chef.
They are hard to find. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are hard to find.
Yeah.
I'll bet because people that have the skill set that a chef like you have are often could find that they could often be hired in a variety of locations. So to be on the water in a smaller working space has got to not be easy, because you guys really do. I mean, you turn out top-level, high-end restaurant-quality food.
Yeah.
It really is.
I think you find that, you know, that the common denominators, they love being out on a boat, mm-hmm. and they get to, you know...
Partake,
and they get to use their craft and their skills, mm-hmm. and they love being outdoors, and they love being out on the water, and they like people, and so it's better than being a line chef in a kitchen,
sure.
on the beach, so...
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you pretty much have your own gig, you know, it's your deal. You're doing all the ordering, you're doing all the quality control, and so it's basically your kitchen.
Yeah, you get some creativity, you get to get all the compliments, and you also get to get the comments when you make one that didn't, like it's your show.
Yeah, and that's the common denominator is they love being out on the ocean on a boat.
Yeah,
and
that's cool.
So
you got to.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Hey, another great comment here from Mike and Ramona. Just a shout out. I fished the Searcher 3 times this year. The last time Ryan and Ashley tripped, Art ran it, and I was so impressed at how hard Art can fish. He rarely rested and always on deck when he had fish hanging. Thanks for your hard work, Art.
Well, thank
that's
you.
That's true. I mean, that's not an easy job.
Nope.
I know we've had a lot of text, but I really want to read this one more, too. This was from Dave in Ladera Ranch. Says, Art, I've never been on a long-range trip. On an 8-day, how do you fill the downtime? Do people rest, or do you just eat, sleep, fish the whole time? Can you give us a rundown of what an 8-day trip is like?
Well, there's travel time associated with it. You know, the first day is just kind of get acclimated, you know, settle in your cabin, introduce yourself to your fellow anglers and that sort of thing. And then, you know, on day 2, right after breakfast, we're going to gather in the galley and we're going to do a full seminar on what to expect and how to rig. And then the rest of the day, you're playing with your tackle and getting everything rigged and making sure you're ready to go and, you know, bring a good book.
Watch movies.
Yeah, that sort of thing. It's kind of a, enter into the world of long-range fishing and traveling, and so there's plenty to do, and there's some downtime that you can relax on the upper deck and read a book and watch the world go by, sit in the sun, that sort of thing.
Sure.
And then the following day, day 3, by lunchtime, you're fishing somewhere. So it goes by pretty quick.
I think it's one of the best parts about long-range fishing is it's what gives you the true disconnect from what you got going on at home. You know,
truly.
You get your, you know, like you say, there's always things to keep you busy with, but by the time you get your rods and your reels all mounted and your gear and everything tied on, and then all of a sudden, like, you kind of don't have anything to do but hang out on the upper deck and your phone's not ringing. Like, it's one of the few true disconnects that still works out there, and it's just a really good reset for the soul and for everything. It's probably one of my favorite parts about long range fishing.
Yeah, totally not knowing what happened until you come back, and then you get a dose of reality.
Yeah, you guys were saying you didn't even pay attention to the game.
We did, but you know, you didn't know, but it was what it was.
But
right?
I mean that in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everybody's
sure.
so concerned with everything.
Yeah.
You just hung out and fish and hang out with your buds and have a bottle of wine and
catch
a bunch of fish. Like, just nothing else matters except you and the camaraderie and the fishing. It's pretty unique.
Well, let's try to sneak in one more call.
You got it. How about we talk to Dave? He's calling us from Spring Valley this morning. Hi, Dave. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Busy morning.
Yeah.
Oh, busy morning. It's great to talk to Captain Art at the end of the show. I've been on several trips aboard the Searcher, and after hearing all the catchphrases of all the other captains, Bill Poole and Steve and all these guys, you're going to find that if you've been on more than one Searcher trip, Captain Art has his own phrase as well. And when you're getting into the fish, he says nothing more than this. Turn the handle!
Like that. Isn't that the truth, right? Why do you say
wind
that?
Wind through the bite. You got to wind through the bite.
So instead of swinging, wind, huh?
Turn the handle.
Turn the handle. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Sage advice, for sure. All right. Thanks a lot for the call. Let's sneak in one more.
All right. How about Jim in National City? What's up, Jim? Welcome to the show. You got a real quick one for us?
Yeah, real quick. Hey, thanks, guys, for taking my call first. Hey, Captain Art, my question is, I know it's a good idea to call the office maybe 2 or 3 days before your trip. But being on the water for 50 years, what is the one or two things you would tell your customers that you see being neglected as far as bringing it on a day and a half or a three-day trip?
Well, boy, one or two things. Make sure you got a valid passport. That's key. Yep. You got to have a passport so that we can get the proper documentation for the trip. So that's one thing. And, you know, I'm not calling 2 or 3 days ahead of time. I'm calling a week ahead of time to find out if there's anything that I need to bring that's special or something like that. And, you know, check the searcher website and look at the captain's blog. There's daily reports on there that gives you real-time info on what's biting and how to catch it and that sort of thing so that you...
What's working.
Can I throw one real quick one in there? Oftentimes, this is one of the few times when the guy's getting ready for his own trip and he doesn't have his significant other helping him pack. Toiletries and a towel are what we hear about in the tackle store all the time. Oh, my God, I'm going on this trip for 3 days.
I didn't forgot a towel.
Yeah, we hear about it a lot. So, hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnac River. Get in the action fishing for all 5 species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnac and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
It's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. If you're looking for quality swivels, yep, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there too, with a wide assortment of sizes and types. Those Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are also a huge hit with anglers. The best hooks, swivels, split rings, and more are made by Gamakatsu. Get them at your local shop or Gamakatsu.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Saturday, November 5th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO with Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who's winning that brand new pair of Costas. $300 coming to a big lucky caller or texter. Art's going to do us the honors, flipping that coin. And we have a texter today. So the text winner, Charles from Del Mar. Charles, congratulations. You are hooked up with some new Costas.
Yeah, great one. You're going to enjoy those Costa sunglasses, and that's going to be great. Art, great show. Never enough time to talk
about the Searcher? How do we get more information and book a trip on the Searcher, more importantly?
Searchersportfishing.com, or talk to Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, great show. And
thank you.
Thanks to all the callers, all the texters, and a big thanks to Christian for manning the phones and the board, and big thanks to Adam, our main man on the app. And of course, tomorrow morning, we have the man, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We'll be talking Tackle Day and a whole lot more about, you'll find out a lot of great deals, talk about our live broadcasting a week from today, and a whole bunch more. So, and fishing, too. We'll be talking about some good fishing going on. So, thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mighty 1090 and the ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.